Harper Audio presents Why Science Does Not Disprove God by Amir D. Axel. Read by Grover Gardner. Introduction. In a televised debate about religion and science held at La Ciudad de las Ideas, the International Conference of Ideas in Puebla, Mexico, in November 2010, the prominent British evolutionary biologist and atheist Richard Dawkins took a novel tack. He argued that our understanding of physics is the new major source of proof that any assumption of a creator is unnecessary. By then, Dawkins had been using biology and evolution to argue against the existence of God for many years. I was there on the stage with Dawkins in Mexico, and the experience led me to the thesis of this book, that science has not provided any proof that the existence of a creator of some kind must necessarily be false. And in the chapters that follow, I will show that we have by no means reached the point at which people can claim, in the name of science, that God does not exist. When I heard Dawkins misuse concepts from mathematics and physics, episodes from my life as a professor of mathematics and statistics, as well as a science writer, flashed before my eyes. As an undergraduate at the University of California at Berkeley in the 1970s,